Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let me get to Tom here on line one, who disagrees with my suggestion that every police officer in L.A. should call in sick today. What's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. I just, you know, as a police officer myself, I understand the sentiment and agree to it to a certain extent, but it's not that I disagree or am bad-mouthing what you're saying, but my point is basically, you know, we're in, those of us that are squared away that are in this business because we love the job, we love what we do and everything else, we're in there for the silent majority and, you know, the people that want us there. And to be quite honest, those people are in far greater numbers than any of the BLM movements or the, you know, the basic, what I refer to as domestic terrorism, for lack of a better term. You know, there's more of good people out there that want law enforcement out there and everything else. And the problem with doing a blue flu, although we feel like it a lot of the time, you know, we're hurting or putting those people at jeopardy that want us there, that we are there to protect. So I don't disagree with the sentiment by any means. I absolutely understand where you're coming from. But remember that we're in to fight forward and, you know, to take care of the people that want us there.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for your commitment to that public service. My concern, Tom, is that an effort like that might bring into sharper contrast the difference between the reaction you'd have now versus after a November victory by Joe Biden. That situation is going to deteriorate in a hurry if Joe Biden gets elected. I think people need to understand that with a wink and a nod, he's giving in to this crowd that wants to defund your profession.
Right.
That scares me to death. As I'm sure it concerns you as well. I don't know what the future looks like when you've got people running for national office who want to suffer these fools who think we should give you fewer resources instead of more to fix, for example, the crime problem in the city of St. Louis.
Well, and that's there's a common sense perspective to that people, you know, just miss altogether. If you're complaining that the police departments, if we're not trained well enough and that we don't de-escalate properly and everything else, well, what's the better idea? Give us the additional training, you know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, there's cops in this profession that got picked last for kickball in grade school, and this is their way to get even with society.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, we know those bad guys are there, but back to the point is that what do you want to do? Help us get better or take funds away to make it worse? I mean, it's there's a lot of throw the baby out with the bathwater mentality.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, you know, we hope it's not going to get worse before it gets better. But I can tell you, you know, on I agree with you on the Biden side is that, you know, that will make it worse, you know, by leaps and bounds. But, you know, we love the people that support us. We recognize the people that support us. We are, you know, so proud to be able to be in this fight and be in it for them, you know, as tough as it might be. And this shooting that happened in L.A., this isn't a new event. I mean, you know, there was a few years ago, there was cop shot in a restaurant. There was another cop shot at a stoplight. I mean, you know, there's been numerous occurrences where we've been attacked, you know, for nothing other than, you know, wearing a shield and, you know, doing a job. So
I would love to get your perspective on this. Last night, another protest started after a guy armed with a knife got shot to death. So he comes at police with a knife raised above his head. He gets shot to death. And there are already protests that it was too much force. And I'm interested to know from a law enforcement officer's perspective, how are you trained? I know how my father-in-law was trained, but that was 50 years ago. I don't know if things have changed or not, but if you're facing somebody with a knife, that's just as deadly as a gun if they get close enough to you.
Well, somebody with a knife can close distance within, you know, can close 15 feet in 3 seconds. You know, that's, you know, just barely enough time for you to, you know, unholster and, you know, get to, you know, what, you know, we go by the numbers, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, that's kind of a position one. You come out of the holster and you come up. I mean, you might be able to shoot from the hip if you're lucky at that close of a distance. But, you know, it's, you know, knife wounds and everything else will kill you just as much as a gun. I mean, I just don't understand where people think that, you know, we're supposed to wait till that last second, you know, before we use deadly force. I mean, and people don't understand. Tasers aren't 100%.
No.
You know, they're great. They're great on these videos and everything else when both the probes land and you get neuromuscular incapacitation. That's wonderful. You know, when the probes hit, if they don't have thick clothes, if they don't have anything else, you know, and so, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to take a chance at somebody with a Bowie knife coming at you and hope that the taser makes it, you know, and causes the NMI? Or are you going to use the amount of force necessary to stop the threat? Another thing is, you know, this whole shoot to kill attitude. None of us want that on our conscience. You know, we want to go through our career without having to use that kind of deadly force and kill anybody. There's none of us that wake up in the morning and go, wow, I hope I can pop somebody today.
Right.
None of us, you know, live for that moment. We avoid it at all costs. And, you know, when we have to use it, it takes a very, very, very heavy toll to some guys end up getting out of it, or some guys commit suicide as a result. And, you know, people don't understand that portion is that, you know, we're shooting to stop the threat.
Yes.
We're not shooting to kill anybody. We're shooting to stop the threat.
To eliminate the
New
the
York
threat, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, not even to really eliminate, just stop the threat. You know, if, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, hey, this, if I press the trigger on my firearm, there is a high likelihood that I will destroy or kill what I am shooting at. But, you know, we hope that doesn't end up being the case. But it's just one of those things as a totality of the circumstance. It's you or them. And it's the same for a civilian. I mean, if you're carrying, you know, as a CCW and somebody comes at you with a knife, are you going to try and talk them out of it? You're going to try and go through it?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to skin that and go to work and stop the threat before they stab your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, somebody else or anything else if it's a crowded area. I mean, if we ever have the opportunity to backpedal and create distance, you know, I'm sure you've probably seen a video. There was one officer, and I can't remember which state it was in, but this guy backpedaled all the way to the highway. I mean, into traffic before he finally put rounds down. And even though he hit the guy still came up and got back and tackled him and almost got his gun and killed him.
Right. Well, I tell you, Tom, the great points all. Thank you for protecting the sheep. We appreciate you, sir.
We appreciate you and everything that you do and the support and thank you for everything that you do as well.
Yes, sir. Be safe.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate that. A little point of view from the front lines there.
Get more at 971talk.com.